This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her grandfather made a dollhouse and then gave it to her daughter. But it seems like the dollhouse might have had something attached to it.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Oh, we love to hear your real ghost stories. So do you have one? If you do, call it in. 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, do that. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You could sign up a few different ways. Go through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is here today. How's it going?
Well, I'm just thinking, you got me going on this, like, dollhouse. What could possibly go wrong?
With a dollhouse your grandfather made.
Like, seriously, people. Like, this is just setting you up to bring crap into your house. Like, I just know I'm going to wake up. The little figures are going to be moved around. What movie was that? There was some movie where,
you know, when you were saying that, moving. I'm like, the whole thing just sounds like a movie. Like,
there was some movie where that was happening. And they were, you know, the little figures are doing things. It gets creepier. They look worse. You know, it's like, what could possibly go wrong here? Oh, no.
Well, what could possibly go wrong is something's attached to it.
Oh, dolls, doll houses, they're just creepy.
And you know, some of them aren't. Like, if you have an adorable little Barbie one, they don't feel so creepy.
Maybe your Barbie.
But some of those, are, well, now I'm not judging. Respect to women everywhere. Y'all got your own things you're into. But there are some women.
There could be guys into dollhouses. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know any. But I've known women who was it? Oh, my friend, Veronica. She puts together dollhouses as a hobby. Mm-hmm. And like decorates the little rooms with all kinds of little things. And
people do it. People do it.
But personally, it just seems like one more thing that you could walk past and go, wait a minute. I didn't have little Lori sitting there. I had Lori in the kitchen when I went to bed.
Exactly.
How did she get to the living room or the parlor?
All of a sudden, the chairs are rearranged. You know, this is not where you left it. The next thing is like a decapitated head is on the kitchen table. Like, you just don't know. I'm going to be scared to look at it.
Furniture rearranged to a decapitated head. Well, if by decapitated head, do you mean the little doll head or a human full-size skull?
With like blood dripping off the table and shit. Like, I'm like, I could not even look at it. Like, I couldn't walk by for fear I would see something horrible, right?
Exactly.
And even to me, horrible could just mean something was moved. And that would be enough to give me a horrible, creepy feeling. Like, that is not the way I left that.
Well, and like, she lives by herself, so would be, there's nobody else that can move that stuff. Now, that said, she's never told me that she has had anything crazy happen.
Well, it's probably just my paranoia, but I just know it would be rearranged.
Well, here is the story. It says, when I was growing up, My sister and I were both sensitive to things, but neither of our parents were, and neither was our brother. Here are a few things that I remember from our childhood. My mom was very into antiques and owned quite a few. One item she had bought at a flea market was an antique Victrola. So that would be like an old-timey record player that you had to wind up. That's the kind that had like the horn thing on it. Wasn't Victrola had that? It had a handle that you would wind up in order to play the records that came with it. The only records you could play on it were the antique records that came with it. And I remember listening to, I'm going to paper all my walls with your love letters over and over again. I worked in a museum
and there was a Victrola in there, and then people were encouraged to try it out, right? And the song was Red Wing. And all the time it'd be Red Wing by so-and-so, and then they'd start singing this song, and I'd be like, God, can we find another record for this thing?
But you can only play certain records on it.
Right.
I loved the old scratchy sound of those records, which were really thick and hard, and not the thin, easily breakable records of the more recent past. And they are very thick.
And they are very scratchy.
Whenever my sister and I were in the living room where the Victrola was, we would glance over and the handle would be turning itself, like something or someone wanted to listen to a record.
Can't happen.
My sister and I shared a bedroom, and we also had an old console record player slash radio in a large cabinet in our bedroom, which my parents had gotten in the 60s. We had one of those too. I won it again, actually. I saw one at I saw one at an antique store, and it was so cool, but I don't really have a place for
People
it.
People have
it
those,
so cool.
And they've refurbished them, you know, so they work. And,
one worked.
Wonderful.
It had an 8-track player in it.
8-track?
Sometimes after we had gone to bed for the night, the radio would switch itself on, or the record player would turn on and start playing whatever record was on the turntable, which meant somehow the arm with the needle had to lift off of its stand and get placed on the record. See, that also happened to us. We started to refer to whatever was doing this as George, and one of us would say, George, please turn off the music. We have to get up early in the morning for school, and it would switch off. I don't even remember being afraid of George, and sometimes I would just feel like someone was in my room with me, even when I was there alone.
That's like an early remote.
It kind of is awesome. It's like, George, no.
George, turn it on. And George, he's like, turn it off.
Okay. My mom also has an antique wardrobe with a large mirror in the door. This wardrobe is in the largest guest room in their house. And whenever we go visit, whoever's sleeping in that room always would sleep with the door open. I even propped the door open with something heavy so it wouldn't accidentally close. When I go into that room, I won't look in the mirror of either the wardrobe or the mirror on the antique washstand, but I will avoid it if I can. Get
that?
That
feeling.
One of the other rooms was the room that my grandfather lived in when he was near the end of his life. And he split his time between my parents' house and my aunt's house. There was a dollhouse in that room that he made, and it was an exact replica of my parents' house.
Oh.
So it gets even creepier. When my daughter was little, she would usually sleep in that room with me, and she would say, I don't like this room. It's creepy, and that old man makes me feel scared. When my daughter was about 5, my mom gave her the dollhouse, and we moved into our house in North Carolina. While we lived in that house, a lot of strange things happened, but one event stands out in my mind. My daughter, who is now 19, used to have frequent night terrors, so I would often sleep upstairs in the guest room next to her room. She would quite frequently come to get in bed with me, saying that she had a bad dream that there was a man in her room. One night I woke up because I could hear my daughter mumbling to herself, I thought, in her sleep. I couldn't hear what she was saying, but as I was about to write it off as talking in her sleep, I suddenly heard a low masculine voice from her room loudly say, "Boo!" followed by my daughter's terrified scream. Oh my God, I hate that so much. I ran into her room and turned on the light, and she was terrified. I put her into my bed, and the next day she didn't remember it. This sort of thing would happen quite often, where she would wake up screaming and not remember it the next day. She and I were talking the other day because I listened to your podcast while I'm out back cleaning my horse stalls and taking care of my horses and donkey, and they were in the back helping me. I reminded her about the boo episode, and she said, "All I can remember is that I used to wake up and there would be a tall, very dark man in my room in the corner. He had on a hat and he was really tall." My oldest son, who is also sensitive and very into the paranormal, said, "Exactly, a shadow figure." Now that I've been listening to your show, I realize that this is what used to plague her in her childhood. Before I found your show, I had never heard of shadow figures. I've had some other really strange situations in the house we are now living in, and I am pretty sure we have a poltergeist. And maybe I'll write in again and tell you some of those.
Yes, please do.
Thanks for taking the time to read my story. Sorry if I rambled on too long. Take care. Thanks for the service you provide to all of us weirdos who believe in this stuff. That's from Sandy. So it's interesting that the daughter, when they would sleep in the room with the dollhouse, didn't like the man in that room. Then they take the dollhouse.
She got the dollhouse.
What's that?
Before she got the dollhouse, right?
Well, they...
Like at what would have been the her grandmother's house?
Yeah.
Right?
Sandy's mom's house, Sandy's parents' house, her grandmother's house.
And even there, the daughter was like, "I don't like this room. I don't like the man that stands in the corner."
Yeah, the old man makes me feel scared. Then they take the dollhouse to their house.
Right.
And there's still a man in her room. And it's interesting because Sandy doesn't talk like she saw it, but she heard the boo one night, which is terrifying to it.
Which
that
is
would be
so
a terrifying
wrong.
Thing
Once
to
again,
hear.
Scaring small children. What is with them?
And
that just makes me mad.
It scared the shit out of me if I was Sandy, because that's in your kid's room.
Right. But like, what an awful, like, what, like, that's when you go busting into the room and going, "Okay, wait a minute, buddy. You know? This is ridiculous. It's a small child. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with people that scare small children?"
Well, and I wonder if it came with the dollhouse or if she says the house they're living in now. Now, I don't know if the house they're living in now is the same house that her daughter had those experiences. Because it does say, "I've had some other really strange situations in the house we are living in now."
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's the same house as the boo, or maybe it's a different one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And does she still have the dollhouse?
I don't know. That would be a hard
I'd be
one to
get.
And that would be one of those things that you might want to get rid of. But then sentimentally,
but
your grandfather made it.
Well, and not even that. Like, even if you could say, because let's face it. You will be the first person to just throw away stuff from moms that you think might be haunted.
Well, I mean,
right? You're like, "Oh, no, I'm getting rid of that.
That was a haunted doll.
I ain't taking that."
I asked you first. You said, "Yes, let's throw it away." I'm like, "Can we throw
this
away?
Would
this be wrong?
I don't even want that." Like,
I did not want it in my house. I had bad vibes off that. And you know, the interesting thing is, I brought the cedar chest to my house. I've got a place in my living room. It seems to work there fine. But we haven't opened it. But I was really worried about those dolls in there, and I've got nothing. There was a couple weird things that happened after that, but I don't think it was associated.
But it's a hard thing to get rid of because grandma gave it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, grandma comes to the house. Well, where's the dollhouse? You know, like, it's not like you can just get
And it was
rid
an exact replica of her parents' house.
Exactly. You know, I might say, because mom seems to like antiques and having antiques around, you know, now that she's all grown up, why don't you take this back to your house, mom?
Because the last thing I would do is tell my daughter, you know, this was your dollhouse that terrified you throughout your childhood. Would you like to
why
have
it? Why
don't
you take it, right? If mom likes it so much, maybe mom should take it back.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. I just don't know what you would do with it because you feel kind of like obligated to keep it.
It's like a game of hot potato with the dollhouse. Like, you know, I don't want it. You know.
Nobody wants a
dollhouse. And I think mom thought she was being nice and giving it to the daughter, which just, you know.
Because she had a little girl. It's a dollhouse. And look, your grandfather made it. It's a dollhouse. But I don't know. It doesn't feel like, you know, maybe the grandfather thought he was, you know, maybe is that his shadow figure they're seeing? Is it the grandpa?
I don't know.
And the boo, is that kind of like, you know, I'm playing hide and seek with a kid and I'm being funny, like boo. But it doesn't come across funny when it's the afterlife involved.
No, it does. It's not so funny, you know, from our side.
Yeah. It's cute when you're still alive.
Yeah. It might be hilarious when you're dead doing it. That might seem real funny, but it's not so funny when you're alive.
Just remember that, everybody.
Yeah.
Like when we all go on to haunt our family, just be like, yeah, that was funny, but it's probably not now.
Yeah. Probably won't. Yeah.
Okay. Here is our next story.
Hi, this is Ashley from Nashville, Tennessee, and I was listening to your podcast at work today, and someone had talked about a story that took place in Scranton, Pennsylvania, at a Victorian house, I believe, and it completely brought back a memory that I didn't even remember until then, and it took place in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I was in college about a decade ago, and I went to go visit my mom on spring break. And she happens to still have the computer chair that my grandfather, so her father, had passed away in. And he spent a lot of time in that chair because he loved to just write Western stories on his computer and watch TV at the same time. So probably, I don't know the time, maybe about 1 to 3 a.m., I had woken up and decided to go use the restroom at her house, which I don't know if I told you, was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and she happened to live in a Victorian house. So I get up to go use the restroom. I walk through the hallway, and in this one hallway, there's an open area, like to walk into the hallway, and you look to your right through this open area, and it goes through the kitchen, and you can see into the formal dining room and then into the living room. In that computer chair, I saw someone falling asleep. And the next day, I woke up, and my grandpa did pass away. I don't know if I mentioned that. He passed away in that chair. So next day, I woke up, and I remember asking my stepfather, hey, did you happen to fall asleep in the computer chair? I saw someone sleeping in the computer chair. And I remember looking at that computer chair, too, and I'm like, am I really seeing someone asleep in that chair? And I kept standing there looking, trying to wake up, and sure enough, it was still there. It just, they acted asleep. So my stepfather said, no, you know, I fell asleep up there. So I thought that was kind of weird, especially since my grandfather did pass away in that chair. I can't remember if this next part took during the same trip or on a separate trip. But I had one of those, you know, like a Canon digital camera. And it was New Year's Eve, and we took probably a slew of 10 pictures, you know, myself with my brothers and my sisters, myself with my mom, you know, just different kind of staged pictures in this living room in the Victorian house in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And every single time on these pictures, you would see four orbs. There would be two on one side, two on the other. And it would be in separate positions and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm not quick to be like, oh, it's a spirit orb. But it was in the same place every single time, not like it was dust. And I wish I still had those pictures, but they're on MySpace. So I could show you. And shortly later, on that trip, I don't know if it was the same day or a different day, the digital camera, it like completely broke. It stopped taking pictures. And I've heard of spirits wanting to drain or use the energy from your devices and drain it. And I was just like, this is so wacky. Like, first, it was the four orbs in the same place and all the different pictures. And now the camera is not working properly. And I was like, well, we did cross Three Mile Island. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it was wild. deep down, I think I maybe saw my grandfather in the chair. And then deep down, I kind of feel like this might have been my mom's three brothers who have passed away, and my father, who was her ex-husband, who passed away. So that was a total of four people who would have been the closest to all of us. And I just feel like deep down that's what it was. Could have been the camera was broken, though. You know, I don't know. I would be interested to hear what you guys think. All right. Thank you so much. Bye.
Well, let's talk about Grandpa first.
Okay, let's do.
Okay, so because it kind of goes back to the first dollhouse story. I think if Grandpa had passed away in that computer chair, I would have no problem throwing away the chair. I think that would have just been a goner immediately. I would have gotten a new one. I think I'd probably have rearranged the room. I would have gone to some effort to make things different. You know, I might agree. Still want to respect Grandpa in some way in that room, obviously, but I don't need the chair. That would be too hard to look at the chair. Grandpa died in that chair. I guess it's mom's dad, maybe.
And yet, I totally get not just letting go of something right away.
The chair, I'd have no problem throwing away that chair, though.
You know, when my dad died, I kept his clothes.
Oh, I
but
still
I didn't
have,
keep them where I could see them all the time.
Yeah, I still have his clothes.
You know, I kept a lot of them. And finally, gosh, it was, I don't know, 9, 10 years later, I think I finally decided I've got to let this go. I just can't keep carrying around this bag of clothes, you know. And I finally did let them go. I kept handkerchiefs or something that was small that I could have and keep, and I still have those. But so I kind of get, you know, that sometimes it's just hard to let go of something until you're ready to let it go. And so I can't really stand in judgment. Myself, I'm not sure I could keep the place they died.
That's,
you know,
the
like
difference.
That.
Like, I have a suit that he had. I've got his winter coat. I don't know why, but I figured they're not hurting anything. They're in containers and it's fine. They're in my
garage.
You're
not seeing it every single day.
No, it's in my garage.
But, it's not something you're using, you know.
And I've got pieces of paper he wrote on, and I don't.
Yeah.
I've got, but I also have that blue suitcase of his that had all kinds of memento-y things that he saved. So that feels important to me. That's in the bedroom here in the closet. But if he had died in a chair, I'd have to, the chair would have gone immediately, like that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think she saw her grandfather in that chair.
I do too.
I really
now. What do.
Do
you think about the orb situation?
See, now that's really hard to tell because I'm thinking without seeing the pictures, she acted like there's four orbs and they're all in the same place in all the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Could that have been a malfunction in the camera, which did go belly up? Was there something wrong with the camera? Was there something on the lens of the camera? Because I've seen that happen in pictures before, and it was like a long time ago when, I mean, it could still happen with your phone camera and you've got something on the lens on the outside. That would show up in every picture.
Mm-hmm.
But like if there was a crack in the lens or something, it would show up in every picture. So it makes me think that maybe there was something on the lens of the camera. Maybe the camera was malfunctioning. It's just so hard
already,
to say.
And then it quit. It quit shortly thereafter, right?
Yeah. So that one I can't say paranormal at all. Maybe it was. I haven't seen the pictures. I think you'd have to look at the camera, but then the camera died. Coincidence?
Yeah, and we've had orbs in pictures that we can't explain.
I find it more.
And that can happen.
I find it more paranormal if you took a series of pictures and here's the four orbs in one picture. Picture four has them in it again. You know, and it's random. That, to me, feels more paranormal than the same four orbs in the same location in every picture.
Right. If they'd moved around, maybe, you know, then it would be weirder.
Like the one that we took in your old, when we were all there last year in your old building in Iowa, there was that picture we took. I just randomly took a picture because Lindsay had climbed the ladder. And we took some other pictures, no orbs. But that one picture had the blue orb in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that was. There was one picture we took years ago down in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you were there. I wasn't there,
but I've seen the picture.
Yeah, you weren't there because our cousins, that was when our cousins were there. And there's this ginormous orb. Now, there was a series of pictures. No orb, no orb. Big ass orb. No orb, mm-hmm. no orb.
Yeah.
And the big ass orb's a big ass orb. And we're all just eating like nothing's going on.
Yeah. And
so that to me feels more paranormal than the exact same position in the same in different pictures.
Mm-hmm. And that the camera quit. Like maybe there was something wrong with
it. Yeah. So that's kind of what I'm thinking on that. And it's hard to say without looking at him.
Yeah. But so, I do think she saw our grandfather.
Mm-hmm, I do too. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to have an ad-free version of the show, you also get the advance episodes and access to the complete archive. That will keep you busy for years. Become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.